Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. School holidays are great, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we all love them. As parents, we love school holidays.
Get to spend so much time.
So much time with the kids.
Like, and it's even more fun if you get to work the whole time as well.
Oh, stop it. I mean, that is the joy of every parent, you know, knowing that, in the lead up to school holidays, when there's a strike and a pupil free day, we're on day six of school holidays already.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful, isn't it?
It's even better, too, when there's torrential rain the whole time.
And you
can't actually do anything.
You can't do anything with them. You can't travel. And also, if you're going to go anywhere overseas or if you're going to go on a plane, the airports are packed.
Yep.
There's no parking.
There's delays.
All of these. It's a great time.
Yeah.
It's a great time for everyone right now. I think in our house, in the Leith household, things are just, they're taking a turn. We're all just getting, it's cabin fever in our house.
Yeah.
Cabin fever. And you get to the point as well where you can't deal with it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You see things happening and you're just like, just let it happen.
Yeah, that's right. You just want to not parent for a bit. Are you not killing each other? So I can continue on.
I went to
sort
bed.
Sort it out yourself.
Yeah, I went to bed last night. I was lying in bed and an Eileen comes into me and she says, one of the kids is still on the PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, this particular kid, I'm not going to name anyone.
Well, you don't need to
name
names.
There's no need to name, okay?
No.
They're innocent.
We all know who you're talking about.
We won't name which boy it was,
okay?
But anyway, he had a sleepover, one of his mates sleeping over. Eileen came in and she says, I'm after telling them that they've got to turn off the PlayStation and all the rest.
Yeah.
And as parents, we don't want to be the grumpy parents in front of guests that are in the house.
That's true. You really want their friends to think that you're actually pretty cool.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
But you want them to go back and report to their parents how cool you are.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They are so awesome. Stayed up and played the PlayStation.
Their food is awesome and they let us do whatever we want. That kind of vibe.
Damien's dad, he's a cranky bastard.
No,
you don't want that.
You don't want that. You do not want that. You want to be the cool person. Anyway, Eileen comes in to me and says, I'm after asking them going, but they've kind of ignored me. And then she says,
well, the PlayStation's still on. They've definitely ignored her.
they didn't even hear her. You know? And then she said, what are you going to do about it?
I love that. She just lobbed the ball to you, my friend.
I'm lying, no passing back. I'm just lying there and I'm loving the bed and everything. I'm like, oh, come on. And the lights are off. So I pick up my phone and this is the modern world. I decided to send my son a text.
Modern day parenting.
Dear son, it's your father. Your mother asked you to please turn off everything. Can you do the right thing and turn off everything? P.S. Love you.
How'd that go down?
Well, I can hear that from the other room that it hasn't gone off. Nothing's gone off.
Yeah.
And then I get a message and it says that this particular son has just purchased a game on the PlayStation for $50.
$50?
$50.
For a game?
Yeah, $50. Just insane. So then,
did you get out of bed for $50 or?
No, I rag him. Oh, that's the modern world. I rag him. You owe me $50, son.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
The last couple of days have been pretty full on.
Yeah, you've been all over the place.
I know, I've been up to Rudy Hill a couple of times the last couple of days. All over Sydney, everywhere, in the rain, the pouring rain, day and night. And it's for the 5-year-old Arwen. She's in the new ABC TV series, which is really cool.
Which is absolutely awesome.
I've never experienced anything like this, and it's not even me experiencing it, but just as, you know, as a second hand, as a parent, somebody who knows the person in it, it's really exciting, but it's a lot of hard work.
And this is an adult show that she's actually starring in.
Yeah, it's an adult show.
Which is brilliant.
I know. So I can't say much more than that.
Oh,
I'll
say no more.
But it is very exciting.
Yeah.
But it's exhausting if you're the parent of a child doing anything like this. Even if they're, and not just with, acting or TVs, like, you know, Dino, your son's really big into running.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you've got to go all over the state for running and stuff. And then, of course, your kids at the school play and everything. I just feel like, oh, God. But you know what?
With kids, you never know what you're going to get on the day, right?
I know. Yeah. I know, and it's totally in their hands, not yours. Like, I gave her a little pep talk going, make sure you listen and you do what they ask you to do and but you know, mum's proud of you. And
you got that other issue as well. You want to support them, but how far do you support their dream? Because you kind of go, oh, gee, will this lead to anything, you know, or is it just one of those things that you do as parents?
That's right, and you don't want to meddle too much, so that's why it's better my husband's actually taking it than me, because I will be that stage mum in the side going, pay attention. Smile.
But Arwen's pretty strong. I think she'll be directing traffic. She won't need you. Like, if she wants a script change, then she'll...
Well, she actually got into a little bit of an argument with the costume department yesterday because she couldn't understand why she didn't get to take the outfit home. Oh. Yeah, I know. So we've already got a little
diva.
I know. But can I say, you know what I was thinking about when I was driving here this morning? This was actually predicted. So when I was pregnant with Arwen, I went and saw a clairvoyant. Her name was Jasmine.
Oh, no.
And I went and saw a clairvoyant, and I was pregnant with Arwen, and she actually said to me, you're having a girl? And I knew that, but she didn't know that. But she said, you're having another girl? And I was like, yeah.
But were you waddling on the way in?
No, I was like...
Because that's normally an indication. It's just, you know, I mean... That's not really a clairvoyant thing to say.
What?
You would have had the waddle. I mean, she's got a 50-50 chance. Right, anyway, it's a girl.
But then she actually said, that this child that you've got is going to be very spirited. She goes, but she's going to be a star. Oh. I can see her up in lights. And I was thinking about that driving there this morning and went, well, hey. ABC TV series. In my mind, she's a star. I mean, she'd probably be a star if she was on the stage at Jamboree Public School doing a speech, but she's a star. So... It came true.
Oh, predestined, was it? Like, the clairvoyant made it happen.
That, I was just thinking about when I was driving down. I was like, I remember that Jasmine said that she's going to be a star.
Jay.
I mean, it's early days,
You don't put any sort of stock in that whole thing, do you?
What, in clairvoyance, isn't that? Yeah.
Oh, really?
I totally do.
This is a different side. I mean, look, there's some unexplained things every now and then, but, I mean, like, come on. Like, to say that your child's going to be a star... Yeah, you could say that to anyone.
It's happening though.
Yeah, it's happening though. She's going to be on TV.
Yeah, but as you say, if she got a starring role in the school, I don't know, whatever. Yeah. She's a star as well. Even sometimes when your kid stands up at the kitchen table and recites a poem that she made up and it's all about farts, she's still a star.
I know. But I really feel like this is specific. Like, it's actually come true in the sense. Like,
did the clairvoyance say, in many years to come, your child will get a knock on the door from ABC?
No, she did not. So she wasn't that specific. But clairvoyance, if you get a good one, like, they really can predict things that are going to happen. You don't believe it, do you? Bah humbug. Pessimistic.
I'm a bit skeptical. I'm open to be changed. I'm open. I'm open to hear anything. In fact, you know, let's throw it out there. 427-51-965. Tell us, have you experienced some wonderful news from a clairvoyant that came true? But legit.
So not something vague.
Not your child's going to become a star.
But she did. It's been 5 years, but it happened.
Right. Yeah, you know.
Well, open the phone lines up.
I don't want to sound mean, but.
Phones are ringing right now.
Here we go.
It's
a broad term.
427-51-965. Change Damien's mind. So, what did the clairvoyant say that ended up coming true?
Yeah, and you know, obviously not like, oh, you're going to meet somebody in the future because the odds are pretty good that you're going to meet somebody. But they're a clairvoyant. Some of them can be.
You're going to get married in the future.
Spot on.
Yeah, it's a good chance that a lot of people
do. What did the clairvoyant say that ended up coming true?
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
A massive prediction in the Tonta household recently.
That's right. Well, when I was pregnant with Arwen... a clairvoyant told me that she was going to be very spirited and become a star, and she's on an ABC Kids TV series. And look, it might be small bickies. She's obviously not doing a, you know, Hall of Fame yet at the Hollywood or the Boulevard, but she's a star in my eyes. And I was like, The prediction came true.
Aren't they all stars in our eyes?
Jasmine.
You're not swallowing the whole clairvoyant.
Well, not certainly not this one. This feels very broad to me. This is kind of, you see someone pregnant, you walk in and they go, I think it's going to be a girl. You know, 50-50 chance, and then you go, going to be a star.
We've thrown it out this morning, Illawarra. If you've got
humbug. You won't turn around to someone and say, you're going to have a girl and,
She'll be in juvie by the time she's 13.
They're never going to say that, are they?
If you've got a positive clairvoyant story that you want to share with Damien, give us a buzz.
I want to make him a believer.
4275195.
Okay, Sharon's called. Sharon, tell us, what did the clairvoyant predict that came true for you?
I've got a few things. Years and years ago, I had someone say that I was going to live in the postcode of 2575 and have heaps of trees in my backyard. I moved to Hilltop and there was 15 trees in the backyard, and that was probably 15 years later. Just recently, about 5 years ago, I was at a place, a clairvoyant place, and I had two people at the same place say to me, one said to me, "Are you from Culburra?" I said, "No." They said, "You've got to return there because there's something there for you." Oh. And the other one at the same place turned around and said, "Have you ever owned a business?" I said, "No, never even thought of owning a business. I now own Elders at Culburra Beach."
That's pretty amazing.
No, actually,
thoughts?
Okay, let's get back to the first part. So what suburb, were you living in a suburb nearby to that other suburb?
No, I was living in Camden.
And had you ever thought of 2517? Was it 2517?
2575, no, the Southern Highlands, no. Never ever thought I'd move down there.
It's a nice spot, though.
It is a nice spot to see. Oh, look.
But the fact
those two other clairvoyants came out and said two specific things that ended up becoming Sharon's life.
I've got to be honest, okay? Yeah. They're pretty interested. Yeah. Okay.
All right, look, appreciate the call. Let's keep on going. Let's go to Unanderra. Rochelle's given us a buzz. So we're talking clairvoyance. Can you change Damien's mind? What did the clairvoyant say that ended up coming true?
She told me that I was going to have a little girl born into a family of boys. And she's absolutely correct. It happened.
Okay.
I now have a little girl. All the family is boys. Like, all the cousins are boys. She doesn't have any other sisters or brothers.
Wow. So at the time, did you actually have any children?
No, and I wasn't going to have children either.
Whoa.
Okay.
When she told you that... I mean, what was your feeling at the time? Did you go, all right, I'm going to go?
No, I went, that's not going to come true. That's just silly. Oh, I'm not going to have children. Yeah.
And here we are. It came true.
It did.
Some people say sometimes the clairvoyants put the idea into your head.
No. It happened a few years after I saw her.
See, there you go.
Rochelle. That's interesting as well. Okay,
thank you very much for the call, Rochelle.
Yeah, thanks, Rochelle.
Not a problem.
Thank you. Our number, 4275-1965.
Oh, the phones are lighting up, Damien Leith. We've got Diana on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
When did a clairvoyant predict something that came true?
Well, it was actually, the best one was my sister's one. I had like a reading thing at home and the clairvoyant told my sister, it was a Saturday, and she said, "Look, I don't want to alarm you. I don't normally say negative things, but your mum's going to pass away really soon, so you need to make sure you sort things out because you'll be the one organising it."
Wow.
And sure enough, on the Tuesday, she died of cardiac arrest. Totally, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's okay, full on.
It
didn't even have a heart problem, and that was it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's full on.
That is a prediction you don't want, but...
Jeez.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, and when it all happened, when I walked in and Mum had already passed away, I looked at my sister and I said she was right, and she just nodded at me, and we were like a bit in shock because it was like, we didn't expect it.
Yeah.
That's freaky. That's the freakiest one so far.
Yeah.
I got to be honest.
Definitely.
Appreciate it. Look, the phones are still going berserk here. Look, appreciate you, everyone. Everyone has chipped in already this morning. So where are we sitting with clairvoyance now, D-Leith?
Well, they're pretty good stories, I've got to be totally honest with you. I can't really, explain any of them, to be honest.
Yeah, and quite specific, all of them.
Yes, actually very specific. Jeez. All right, okay. Well, I'm kind of leaning over the other side of the fence now.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien and Jade's topic train, topic train.
T-Winks may be back in the newsroom this morning, but look, there's a couple of stories that he has overlooked already this morning that I think we need to have a bit of a delve into here.
Let's do it, yeah.
With Jade and Damien. Hey, this is really touching. A daughter's final heartwarming act to a dying dad has just warmed the hearts around Australia and the world via TikTok overnight. Penelope Ann filmed her and her family sharing one final drink with her terminally ill dad, which turned out to be a little Bundy and Coke,
yeah,
that they served to him before he passed via a syringe. Really, really nice moment if you manage to see the video. Question for you guys.
Yes.
Decades and decades away, I know.
Yes,
but
at least.
What would be your final wish?
Does it have to be a drink or can it be any?
Oh, whatever.
All right, you know.
Families gathered around, what's your final wish?
Final wish.
Before you check out.
Okay, we've done all the nice stuff, family and all the rest. So
yeah, yeah.
I'd like an Irish pork sausage. I know that might sound, but there is nothing like an Irish pork sausage, like a real, fried correctly.
Is that a euphemism? No.
No, this is an actual pork sausage, okay?
The good thing is, it won't repeat on you because you'll be dead.
you won't have to worry about the calories, nothing.
Yeah, okay. Or the smell or anything like that.
No, it's all fine. So yeah, lock me in for a pork sausage.
Oh, yeah, see, I like the drinks idea.
Oh yeah,
so bring in the drinks trolley for Jade.
No, a full trolley. Oh, yeah.
I'd be like going, forget the syringe, hook up the bubbles to the drip.
Oh yeah, yeah. You'd actually come back to life.
Yeah, that's right.
Either that or they'd pickle you.
I feel like I'm already pickled, so it might be like the equivalent of a blood transfusion.
Gotcha. Hey, look, this is kind of scary, but I'm sure it's happened to all of us at some point in time. An investigation into a school holiday program provider has been launched after a young bloke was left forgotten and unsupervised in a school car park. Oh, this is 8-year-old William Calm Cummings, who was supposed to be on a fun school trip with his sister last week. This is in Melbourne, where their school holiday started last week, but instead spent 3 hours alone in the village primary school car park after the excursion bus tarred off without him. Poor little kid's left.
That is bad form.
Left on his own Pat Malone there in the car park for 3 hours.
That's going to be an issue with the school. That's not going to go down well.
Do you guys, obviously there's the movie Home Alone, but did you ever guys get left behind at home in the day?
From my side, I don't think I was ever left at home. I know, I mean, this is totally unrelated in a way, but I know I was begging my parents one time for a goldfish at a fair thing, you know, and they used to give it in a plastic bag.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know that I left it down after I got it and left without the goldfish, and it was only until we were about, I'd say 40 minutes down the road, I went, oh, crap, I left the goldfish. So that's the only thing that comes to mind. It wasn't a person. It wasn't, you know.
Did you turn around and pick it up, or did you just... The parents said, sorry, we're too far gone.
No, we went back.
Oh,
we got the goldfish, and I think it probably died a day later.
Yeah,
right,
yeah, nice.
Because you know the way goldfish
are. Nemo made it home.
Nemo made it home, but okay, I know that's not children, right? Yeah. Jade, surely you've...
Oh, I remember, I can't remember it myself. I feel like I probably did get left behind, and it might not have been an accident when I was a child, because I was very painful.
Just like,
and it's hard to believe.
Teach her a lesson.
I remember one mortifying experience that I had, like with Alani. Her dad used to live opposite Tiggs, like that really busy road there, apartment.
Yeah.
And one time I dropped her off. She would have been about six.
That's like four lanes of traffic.
I know. Yeah. So I pulled into the driveway, dropped her off, and she's walking towards the stairs where the opening of the apartment is. And then I was like late for work, so I quickly pulled out and then went. And then I found out like hours later when I was speaking to Alani that night that her dad wasn't home.
Oh, no.
So I'd rung him earlier, and he'd you thought I was dropping her off a couple of hours later. So he didn't get home for 2 hours. So she went back to try and catch me and was standing on the side of this busy road, just standing there, and then she was getting all teary. So then she went back to the front of the apartment, and then lucky the neighbour who was downstairs had come home from grocery shopping and found her and then took her in and gave her a bicky and waited for her dad to come home. But I was like, usually I wait for her to get upstairs to the top and she waves to me like when she's at the top of her dad's like building, but I didn't this time. And the one time I didn't, she was locked out. It could have been so much worse. What? Somebody could have picked her up and kidnapped her from the side of the road.
No, but it's true. I mean, that's, you know, because I actually, whenever we drop Kiki off at her friend's house, Kiki will run into the house and you can't see her going into the house.
Yeah.
And I'll always say to Eileen, I said, call them. Make sure that she's actually in the house.
Yeah.
And Eileen always go, she's fine. No. And now you've confirmed it. See?
You've got to just always confirm. Make sure that they're safely delivered inside the house, not just out the front.
No, indoors. That's
an excursion. Make sure they're on the bloody bus.
Yeah, that's right. Do a head count.
Well, that was terrible. Yeah.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Facebook Marketplace.
The prize is right.
Have Jade and Damien, our contestants, ready, studio audience, pumped and ready to rip in as well.
Come on!
I have cherry-picked, late yesterday afternoon I did this, I cherry-picked three items for sale right now here in the Illawarra on Facebook Marketplace.
All right.
The game, Jade and Damien need to guess what these items are going for on Facebook Marketplace, but you cannot go over that amount. Closest wins, best of three.
All right, let's do it. Come on.
Ready to jump in.
Okay, who are we playing for,
who
Dino?
Are we playing for?
Sherry of Unanderra is on board Team Jade, and then Sean from downtown Nowra
is gunning
for Damien. They're
on
hold at
the moment. Got a prize coming your way, Sean, I reckon.
Going to go to Lake Illawarra. This was listed yesterday on Facebook Marketplace. It is an official crock pot slow cooker. You know, the electric...
I love a crock pot.
This is not one of the imitation ones, though. This is your Rigi-Dij crock pot.
Is it still working?
So this is the one. It's like champagne. You know, only champagne can be called champagne. Everything else has to be called sparkling.
I got it.
This is a crock pot.
Yeah.
In working condition, looks pretty schmick going by the pictures. Even comes with the original booklet that contains some of those gun recipes.
Oh, yeah, nice. It's in working condition. That's always promising, isn't it?
this is like buying an antique, isn't it?
How many litres are we talking, Dino? Did they say?
This doesn't say, but it looks the good size one. It would definitely feed a family.
Family size one. Yeah, excellent, excellent.
Sounds like it could be expensive, I reckon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are you going to go for, Damien? Mugs away.
Look, I don't know much about crock pots, but what I'm going to say is it sounds like it's expensive. I'm going to go... $75. Is that crazy? Is that a crazy price?
That is crazy. I would have said more like $20.
Oh, come on. It's an antique.
Yeah, but it's not like an antique that gets better with age.
You're locking those prices in?
You can get a new crock pot.
I feel like an idiot
bucks.
Now.
No, look, the asking price on the crock pot at Lake Illawarra is $30. So I win for Jay.
Come on. She knows this stuff. She frequents Marketplace on a day. I'm going to start going on it every day now.
You should start doing some research.
All right, our next item is for sale right now. It was listed, actually it's been up there for a bit. It was listed 2 weeks ago in Kyaman. No takers as yet.
That means it's probably overpriced.
It's way too high.
Yep.
Now this is vintage, a vintage Galanti piano accordion.
Who doesn't want one of these?
Hey. Actually,
this is a good one. This was made in Italy back in the day, and the seller is unloading their late father's piano accordion.
Oh, see, it's got sentimental value too.
It was actually bought at the famous music shop Nicholson's in George Street, Sydney, many, many, many moons ago. A vintage piano accordion made in Italy. For sale right now in Kiama, the asking price.
I reckon it's probably...
Oh, she's jumping in.
Around. Well, I think it's probably my turn this time. I'm actually going to say like $200.
Well,
I think it's an instrument and it's obviously got sentimental value, but it was Italian. It's bona fide. It's not some cheap replica.
Locking in 200, okay,
yeah.
Damien?
All right, I think it's more than 200. I know I've looked up accordions before and they're expensive. They're expensive things. So I'm going to go 250. In my heart, I think it's kind of in the region of the 600 mark or something silly like that, but I'm going to go with 250.
Oh, so 250. That's tactical, isn't it? Because yeah. You're like going, oh, at least she'll be higher than me.
It's a win for Damien.
Yeah.
$450 asking for the vintage Italian piano accordion.
They're
there
expensive.
In,
they're
Kaima. Yeah. Let's move on to the third and final item. Now, this.
Wait a minute. Sean, I'm playing for you. I hope you're listening right now. Okay, we're on track. We're on track.
Well, you got one.
Okay, now, on this track was listed a couple of days back in Albion Park Rail. So, big fashion item in the rail. It's a train. Brand spanking new 80s retro tracksuit. Got a picture here. Just imagine Kath and Kim.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Just imagine. Kath and Kim, Squid Games.
Like the parachute panty type.
Oh, talking. So we're talking like pastel, John Howard kind of tracksuit.
Pastel type.
Okay, so,
oh,
so wait a minute. Nice.
It's a brand new 80s retro tracksuit. It's been listed, never worn, Albion Park Rail a couple of days ago. Imagine Kath and Kim.
Are they offering money for us to buy it? Because who would want this? I mean, you'd have to pay me.
Everything has come back in fashion. Are you kidding me? From the 80s is back. Everyone's wearing mullets.
All I'm saying is you'd have to pay me like a lot of money to wear that tracksuit.
Okay. What do you think they're flipping it for on Facebook Marketplace?
$15.
It's brand new.
Yeah. I think I'm
$15? 15.
I'm actually going to go more than that because I know that you can buy them online and that you have to buy them from a costume place and they're like $80.
$80 for this
stuff? Yeah, so I reckon you said 15, I'm going 20.
Ah, she's gone tactical. I'm changing my mind. I'm going 21.
They can't do that.
You were already locked in. Jade gets the win, $40 for the Kath and Kim retro.
And that's the thing,
practice.
I was actually going to say 30 because I thought, Sherry!
Sherry, you got the win.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you.
No problems, darling. And now you can go shop to your heart's content down at Natural Necessities. You've got $100 to spend.
$1,000. $100.
Beautiful. Thank you. I might buy that
taxi. Mad if you
don't. Why not? It's a bargain.
All right, there we go. We'll get a bit of accordion music to take us out this morning. But there it was. Facebook Marketplace. The price is right.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You'll make me. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.